Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Act 1, a sculpture that once yet made.
Separated from the mountain wall by the precise application of a diamond-toothed saw blade, more years ago than I can remember, I journeyed by water and wheels to this place of waiting. Here, ever since, I have languished in a wooden crate, stifled by humidity and darkness on a cushion of my own dust. And while my fabric does not perish or putrefy with age, the spirit aches and grows ever more weary, awaiting my maker, longing to take a form that has been designed to quicken the hearts, intrigue the minds, and fire the passions of a public I know I'm destined to meet. Selected from among the finest of the blue-veined Tuscan marbles, faultless and without fissure, I was identified at the beginning of time as clearly possessing all the qualities required to take on a substantial public role, and I did not come cheap. Over and again, in ceaseless rehearsal, I daydream the joys and challenges of coming to terms with a new condition, a reclining female nude, installed in a sculpture park, perhaps, where young fellows gaze at my pert breasts, an eccentric elderly gentleman occasionally pass a sticky palm over my thighs, a leaping dolphin with a water spout, and coy carp encircling my base plate, maybe. The centrepiece of a fountain in a sleepy town piazza or the walled garden of an English stately home. A spell as an occasional table in a New York white cube, possibly, strewn with rose petals and surveyed daily by members of the international elite seeking new investment opportunities. I ready myself to play any part required of me, but so far, nothing.
In this inactive state, I ponder my fate. I consider what my surroundings were before I was plucked from the mountainside. I compare the light of day, the wear of the wind and sun against my skin, and now I think to the darkness that surrounds me. Stationary, I have remained for so long. I do not know how much time has passed. I am trapped inside this box. Darkness prevails. I think of my maker, the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed upon me, carving, chiseling, engraving, sanding, polishing, refining. With each chip away, my true form is closer to being realised. What is impressed upon me becomes my forever form. History is etched into my surface. Yet I am so far untouched, so far unloved, waiting for my partner to release me from the prison of stagnation. Do they ever think of me, lust over my potential, dream of what journey we could embark on together, or am I forgotten? I ponder how I could get myself noticed. If only I could move, shift my weight, block their path, so they simply have to notice me. Yet, here I wait. I stand, I wait, I listen, but wait. A careful tread upon floorboards, a breath cutting through the silence. A sudden interjection of light, drawing a pathway through the crate onto my surface. Dust flecks, animated with activity as they erupt from beneath me. My maker is here.
Prevaricating. Pacing about and generally avoiding a thing that quite obviously needs to be done. Why all the time wasting? Why the prevarication, avoidance and time wasting? Why the putting off for another time the work stuff that once it was started would be so easy, so obvious and easy. Too obvious and easy. Now they've got me at it, doubting myself. Yet somehow, though not yet made, I already exist. Formless, existing, waiting. A compromised thing. A doubting, formless, easy thing. A complicated, restless, difficult thing.
Oh, human, know yourself and your mortality. You prevaricate, yet you yearn for clarity. Remember, purpose is elemental, but you are lost, so lost. Your efforts continue into eternity as you search and search and search for meaning. As you, I am formless and unformed. I too exist within this flux. I am as you are. Calm your restless mind. Let your senses play. Your efforts continue into eternity and you search and search and search for meaning. But you will see that my materiality is your materiality.
Human, I search and search and search until searching is feeling, seeing, knowing.
A tendril of me laying in your path is how I will draw you to me. Ever curious, you will follow this slimmest of threads until the whole of me has weaved its way through your body to occupy all of your mind. As my tool, you will work, you will build me from the supple edges of my hidden core to the varied surface of my beautiful presence. You will work me into a beautiful presence, or, but when the last of me trickles from your fingers, or, such a beautiful presence. I will need you no more. You will wonder where I came from. You will wonder how to find others like me. You will have to wait until one of us wants to be found.
Oh, hey, nice to see you. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Wine? Lovely, thanks. I always seem to see you at one of these things. Yes, I arrive early and loiter near the door. Best way to be seen and not have to stay for the whole thing. Better than the usual rock cut. So how are you? Oh, not too bad, thanks. Hard at it in the studio these days. It's nice to get out. What do you think of today's offerings? Oh, it's all rather bland. Shall we? All right, but I've done this room. The garden, then. If I can prise you away from your vantage point. See and be seen. Lead the way. Milo says hi, by the way. He'll be back next week. Oh, yes. Well, say hi back when you see him. He says the food there is wonderful. They're really looking after him. Who knew? Tyrolean food. Oh, look, let's sit. Do you mind if we join you? No, not at all. Please. So, yes. So this is it. What do you think of it? I'm not going to say, but I think it belongs in Middelheim. Really? Why Middelheim? That's where sculptures go to die, isn't it? Oh, Luce. If you mean it's alive, you're not wrong. Sorry? If you mean it's alive, it is. Yes, it captures a certain movement. I don't think you understand. Now that it's finished, I'm no longer a part of it. You're the artist? I used to be. I don't understand. I do. Now I'm its cast off. How can you stand it? I still don't understand. To tell you the truth, I can't bear it. When it was with me, when it had me, I knew what to do. I was channeling. Now there's only me left. I'm left to myself, and it's nothing to do with me, nothing at all. Imposter syndrome. Come on, let's go. Just don't tell him he's a vessel.
Act two, the making.
I am the riddle of the thing. Let me tell you the role I play. I'm not the beginning. Oh, no. I'm not the end. Oh, no, 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 never the end. Let us make play with my role thus. What is formed and unformed? What is the thing and not the thing? What is the question and the answer? What is in the depth of minds and in the depths of the earth? What is in the essence of the surface crust? Spin, spin, how I make you spin until the dizzy words break ranks to configure clouds of vitality. Dance with me, take the mantle, human. Be the clown, the jester, and process with the riddle.
This room used to be a bedroom, but apparently I'm an artist's studio now. The artist comes in here sometimes, and as far as I can tell, does a whole lot of nothing for hours at a time, then leaves, looking confused. It could be quiet in here for days at a time. Sometimes clown prances about the room, does a bit of this or that, makes a complete mess of the place, then leaves, looking confused. I don't really understand any of it. I miss being a bedroom. Everything was so cosy and tidy back then.
A single photon blinks into existence, a mote. Somewhere, a massless energy, and is extinguished immediately as it is absorbed into her retina. The starting point of this energy was not observed, and for the photon, this journey is instant and really does not exist. No time has passed for this thing that travelled, took up a brief residency here. This accident drove the beginnings of a process that would create nothing of importance. Something else observed this whole process again and again, pondering its meaning. This other thing wondered how one photon could make such an impact, and then continued observing the room, stopping only to swallow whole seas of these photons like a galactic cetacean. In this rather mundane space, in the back end of nowhere, something has begun, and suddenly the photon is a part of a something. Consciousness flashes, and then darkness. Her eyes have received unimaginable numbers of photons over a lifetime, whilst moving through time and space. Of the narrow section of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is detectable, more exists than is seen, and so much of what is actually present is hidden from view. This room is a capturing device for her to make this tiny particle into her dreams. This particular photon, at this precise time, enabled a view of the Russian court. The Tsar was holding a military feast where nappy-wearing men fell drunkenly off their sleeping platforms. I.e., not everyone's dreams are useful for artistic purposes, and not every photon has a noble ending.
That familiar pattern of friction ridges on my neck tells me I'm in the grasp of Mother's hand, and she is fizzing with anticipation. It's been a while, but today we're going to get down to work. Oh yes, I definitely see it as a collaboration. Well, it's true that she initiates, but I translate. In point of fact, I tend to do a great deal of the heavy lifting for most of our projects. Yes, absolutely. It couldn't happen without me. Pardon? Sorry, did you say switch to an electric version? Mother? Oh no. Mother is hands-on, very haptic. Electric's out of the question. She would never. No, I'm certain. I'm the tool. I am the tool.
I chip and I chisel. I nudge and conduce. I transmit in both directions. And I am, after all, made from the finest workmanship myself. Not to blow my own horn, but only the best will do for Mother Orlando. Of all my series in the leather pouch, I am the tool, the most chosen, the most revered. Yes, they say there's no hierarchy amongst tools in the pouch, but oh yes, let me tell you, I am the most respected, the tool amongst tools, and my place is richly deserved, even though I do say so myself. No, 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 I'll never be replaced. I'm kept in such good nick. An artist knows their own tools, takes care of us and of me in particular. I was so expensive all those years ago, and, well, now I'm irreplaceable. Do you know, I think they should crown me. I used to have a little crown printed on my neck before you swore it away. I see you nodding. Yes, I am such a tool, such a tool. Such a tool as you would not believe. I know the highways and byways of my craft. I put the art into heart. And I think I feel a song coming on. Oh, no, I've come over rather queer all of a sudden. What did you mean when you said haptic technologies? And while we're at it, to hell with 3D printing is what I say. A great tool will never be obsolete. I am the very definition of a tool. A tool I am. and a tooled-up mother of a sculptor is hard to beat. I don't believe these new fads will last. I mean, I have so many got under my belt. No, 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 you can keep your haptic technologies. I will prevail. I mean, it's absurd. You need a plug for a start. Or write a battery pack. It's also repugnant. A tool such as I remains above such dalliances and remains with their essential nature, the essence of being a tool of greatness in some mother's hand. I live with the frisson of, well, my very tooliness, the poetry of the tool that I am. I mean, I sing in their hands. I've had enough of you. Go. Depart this studio and leave us to the sacred work we here pursue. Of course, we could hardly be understood by an amateur. A small bird who has been on the windowsill for quite some time begins to sing. Come sunshine, come pine, come freshly cut grass, come blooms, come ants and fresh bolting mint. Let the sunshine into your heart-darkened life. Reflect us, dream us, bring us into being. As you view your rot splinters into life vociferous, we are all one and this life beguiles us. Let a leaf inspire us, float rose petals on water. We are all here with you. Let us not be forgotten. As the seasons wax and wane, show us our perennial, our ever-changing permanence. Let us see our own deeper selves in the rock that you hew. We are all with you. Be with us, won't you? Let your love cast a shadow, your touch smooth and rough. Let the life emerge with you and colour our days. Let our sight lay upon the invisible made visible. By your hand, by your embrace, my song brings us all into your dark studio world. Come sunshine, come moonshine, come star-studded sky. Let mother reflect us in the blink of her eye. Look outside the darkness of your four studio walls. Sing with us, sing, sing. Let us all in. We know what you are doing. Let us, not they, be your inspiration. My tweet is my battle cry for your soul. For your soul. For your soul.
In progress is release. Reward. Relief and elation. Joy erupts, stimulating all senses. Excitement as new ideas ignite yet more. The maker will purr with pleasure and motivation. Vindicated, validated, and verified. This is why they are here.
Act 3, the viewing.
That, quite frankly, would have made an exquisite vanity unit in the master bedroom suite. Please don't say that I've missed the point, darling.
Gallery log number 5, date.
29/10/21.
Are all artworks present?
Yes.
Are any artworks shown any signs of interference or damage?
No.
Please report any signs of damage to the duty manager immediately. If so, please record details here.
Although there is no damage, the new addition is really causing quite the stir. So many are desperate to see it. The plinth is being bashed every day by numerous pushchairs and dragging feet. This work has a particularly inviting surface. Everyone is drawn in and immediately wants to touch it, soon becoming annoyed that they can't quite capture the qualities on camera.
Please record any frequently asked questions from visitors. We will use this information to update visitor FAQ guides.
This new work really has caused a stir, as expected. I hated it. We all did. First, it was an imposter, invading the perfectly presented works on the wall and taking up so much space, causing a bottleneck. Everyone is so desperate to see it and take perfectly curated photos for Instagram before forgetting it. It has taken me a while to get used to this new presence, but after a while I find myself softening to it. I spend a lot of time here, and each day the textured surface and intricate details present a new feast for the eyes. Colours, shapes and textures changing with each minute of the sun's passing. I believe that the work and I are now friends. And although the artist has long since passed, I feel an affinity with them. I probably spend as much time looking at the work as they did making it. As always, you get the ridiculous questions from visitors. Who made that? What's it made of? What's the title? Look no further than the caption on the wall, my dear visitor. The finest quality vinyl text that could be considered as much of an artwork as the artworks by some curators. Then we move up the chain to perhaps the more investigative queries. How much is that worth then? As if they would ever tell me such a thing. Or why do you suppose they made this then? Well, they are no longer around, so we cannot be sure. Of course, this is only my opinion, but I believe that... Oh, never mind. And then, of course, the classic, my five-year-old could have done that. I highly doubt that on this occasion. But even if they could, the point is that they didn't. Welcome to the art world. If it made any sense, you'd be missing the point. And yes, it does come on a tea towel.
For internal use only.
Noah glanced through the window as he passed by. In a hurry he was, but stopped just past the gallery and retraced his steps back to the window. Surely not. There was Miranda, glass in hand, regaling a small crowd of worshippers. She took a drink and turned away, smiling, and their eyes locked. He on the outside as dusk was falling, she on the inside bathed in warm light. They remained in suspension for a long while. The street lamps came on, yet Noah was still somehow shrouded in the mists of another time, another place, another world. Miranda approached the window through the mingling crowd and stopped a few feet away from the plate glass, both Noah and her reflected self in view. Now this was a private view. Yes, it was definitely Noah, but here, in an urban landscape, what was he even doing in the country? She stepped forward and reached out her palm to touch the window. He responded in kind. Again, that suspension of time, and the silences that Miranda only knew of on the wild western shores of Ireland, where time was on another reel. Eventually, she smiled, and the elastic of time snapped back. She pointed to her right, his left, the door. Would she go out to him or he come into her? They met under the lintel. Still worlds apart. How did he carry silences with him to this foreign land? She dithered for a moment. Would she enter Noah time now? Or drag him indoors under the lights to participate in urban English time? Her time. This time he was here on her turf. Noah. Noah. Come in. He smiled and stepped over the threshold, shimmering slightly as he passed under the lintel of Portland stone, into the light. A pause. Nate's dead, he said. She understood now. He was here to see the lawyer. As Nate's nephew, he would inherit the farm, the house and small holding. Let me get you a drink. Come into the warm. He nodded and followed her around the sculpture in the middle of the floor to the table. He accepted a white wine from the young gallery assistant. Then they stood side by side in companionable silence while watching the two giant wolfhounds delicately pick their way through the assembled people, making their way forward around the sculpture to sit entwined in front of Noah and Miranda. The wake is on Saturday. Come with me, said Noah, turning to her. In her mind's eye, as she gazed upon the sculpture, Miranda was suddenly transported through the hole in the sculpture to a vision of her future. Stone and light, silence and warmth, she raised her paddle and put in a bid.
Suspension is in time and space, but what suspense, what time, what space? Hearts pound in fear, each beat to say, I am the only stranger here. Then like for like, as in a trance, the strangers gather, moving forward all together. becoming one as wise curator. As one, they march to agitate the toxic mix of marketing and price.
While they pontificate, I search desperately for reason in price tags and delve deep to find sense in pieces where skills and sensibility seem as absent as the space itself. And yet I find no answers. And still the red dots pile up whilst my lonely heart hangs bloody on the wall for all to see and none to own.
Characters. The curator. Her. The artist. Picture. A photograph. Her.
A wish for things I have made. I wish that they will show you as yourself, as some kind of shade of what you were, are. Hanging on a wall, asking them to know you, as it is you I am now selling. My memories of you, and the days we spent, the clothes you wore, the look of you. I seem to keep making you over and over, not quite, but enough of a likeness to throw out into the stream. I read Pet Sematary once. This somehow smacks of it.
The curator enters the room from stage left, arms stretched out in front, palm to the wall, following his outstretched fingers as Her speaks. Her is deep in thought as she begins to narrate the scene with a look of disdain.
He enters the room slowly, fingers first, pushing around the curve of the wall, an insidious creeping, brushing the white surface slowly. Only as he inches further does his presence become more noticeable, as he filled the room with himself. The room became so full of his pointed shards that nothing else would fit.
Her now enters the empty room. Picture.
How'd you like me centre stage?
Her.
You'd be better in the corner, through there, gestures to the back room, in the dark.
Time passes, and we are now in her bedroom. On Monday morning, the light was like gruel, barely illuminating her face in the glass. She pushed the thick black hair into her mouth in large hanks until it gagged her. It looked as though it had grown there across her face. It felt warm, unwashed, and dirty on her cheek, and smelled of the bed.
She walked around like this for years, until she dragged out the matted, thorny mass, choking and vomiting her way to freedom. By then, she wore a floral dress and kept her mouth closed.
The gloomy curator, sinister, watching, the curved gallery walls tolerated the unwelcome touch of his shadow as he scanned the show with disdain. The photographer-artist person wasn't happy at all, with her work, with the lighting, with the curator. They weren't talking. As she left for home, the air in the gallery sighed. These arty types, the gleaming floors reflected. Are a type? Questioned the artist's statement. People, warned the security sensor, are difficult and heavy, joked the designer leather sofa. Time to go home, concluded the gloomy curator.
Well, Rory, this one quite simply has nailed it. Wouldn't you agree?
End of transmission. Radia.fm. Over and out.